And then we've got another big flying insector that, he's about maybe four times as big as a wasp. Mm-hmm. And I believe his sting would kill you. Mm-hmm. Because he'll get up in the tree and a jar fly. These jar flies, I don't know whether you know them by that or not.
Let's hope the little man is in there.
But he'll sting a jar fly, and that jar fly falls out of the tree instantly. And people will kill him if they get a chance to kill him. Mm-hmm. Like one, they dig a hole in the ground, they go right down the ground like that. And they'll kill one of them jar flies, and they'll carry him, put him in there to feed, to lay their eggs on for their young to hatch out. But I believe he'd kill anybody if he stung him.
Well, if it's that big, I guess it would. That's terrible.
It's awful.
That's awful. And then we've got, I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
And we've got the bumblebees here, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call those little things that burrow in your skin and raise up the welts?
Chigger?
And what about a little fish that people would use for bait?
Well, we call them bait manners. I've got a little goldfish down here in my pond. Never have caught none of them out, but yeah. I've got them in there by the thousands.
Well, now, what about the thing that a spider makes, you call that a
web?
In the parts of a tree that are underneath the ground, you call them?
Well, we'd call them roots.
And the kind of tree that people tap for syrup, they call that?
We call that maple, hard maple.
What other kinds of trees might you have for shade trees around here?
Well, we've got all kinds of them, black oak and native elms, Chinese elms, and just different kinds.
What about sycamore?
I've got cherry, sycamore tree, and nobody would want them for shade.
Oh, they wouldn't.
Because they're too big.
Oh, I see.
They grow too huge, and it'd be dangerous falling on buildings or something like that.
Well, now, have you ever heard of a bush, kind of a bush that its leaves get real bright red, you know, early, and then people will say, some people say it's poison to other people.
Well, they've got poison ivy. And then we've got one that's...
Have you ever heard of shoemake?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that was poison?
No, never did.
But have you have seen...
Oh, we've got shoemake all around here.
Uh-huh. Oh, you do? Yeah.
But I never did hear it before.
Oh. Uh-oh. Is that hot? Oh, good. Well, what different kinds of berries would you have around here?
Blackberries, dewberries, raspberries, and huckleberries, and just different kinds.
Have you ever seen any bushes up at, kind of in the mountains that have real pretty pink and white flowers in the spring?
Well, these wild honeysuckles.
Yeah.
We've got wild honeysuckles back, way back, and then we've got the red buds and dogwoods.
Have you ever seen mountain laurel? Anything like that?
What?
Laurel? Do they have mountain laurel around?
I don't think so.
They have that in Georgia, I was wondering. What about a great big tree that's got shiny leaves and big white flowers on it?
Well, we've got one of them kind of trees here that's a native tree, and it is a cucumber.
Oh, it is?
Wild cucumber.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And it blooms just exactly like a tulip.
Does it really?
And makes the same kind of a seed on it. But it looks like an old rough cucumber.
It does.
They're about that long, I guess. But it's rough like a cucumber.